And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Brian Willey from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Going to have a great show here you from this morning. Stay tuned. Lots to talk about fishing-wise. Southern California sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Welcome back. We're going to be having a good show today.
Yes,
my man.
We are indeed. Are you kidding me? Captain Brian Woolley in the studio here?
Morning, guys.
Hey, it's biting out there. You should be out fishing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how did we pull this off?
Man, hey, I'm usually off on Sundays, so
okay.
It kind of worked out.
Okay.
Yeah, it worked out.
Very good. Very good. Well, thanks for taking your day off
to come
here and talk to our listeners here. What's going on at Dana Wharf? A lot.
Holy cow. Man, busy. This is our busy time of the year. We're cranking multiple trips a day. We've got our overnight stuff. It's like full speed right now for us.
That's cool.
Super busy.
You were at Catalina yesterday.
We were, yeah. All day over there yesterday. And so we're, you know, one day we're running a half day. The next day we're leaving at 5 a.m. And, you know, we're all over the place. So Just busy, busy.
I've always loved how the Dana Wirth schedule works. Like, there's always a boat for what you want to do and go fishing. If, you know, if you're chartered or just running a long trip, then somebody else slides in and runs the half right. day. And then this guy will slide in and run three-quarter day. And, you know, my favorite boat is whatever, the Dana Pride. And that got chartered to go do this. So this boat will slide in and take that spot.
Right.
Like, there's always fishing. Nobody ever gets turned down at Dana Wirth.
We try really hard. You know, we want to have as much open party stuff as we can. Like you said, we try to build around that charter schedule to keep something open for everybody every day.
And what's amazing, too, is you offer our listeners such a great deal, too.
Well, I mean, just like we're always talking about, you got to get out on the water. If you want to have a good time, right, you got to get out. And if we can save you a few bucks.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. So what's biting right now? What's the ticket?
Yeah. Gosh, right now for us... Just we've been taking advantage of this warm water, and this calico bass fishing has been really, really good for us. We've had beautiful bait that's really played into our whole, you know, bass scene for us. And
Everingham Brothers once again come through.
Absolutely. Yep. It's been amazing. And, you know, just setting up on the kelp line, setting up on some hard bottoms, setting up on some deep structures, stuff like that. And it's, you know, just take advantage of the condition on the water, and it's been fun.
That's cool.
It's been good.
Awesome. So... Chovy now in the receiver. How does that change the game?
It's exactly what I want to know, too. Like, how does that, you know, what is it that makes, you know, that makes small bait the difference, you know, on
I think, you know, for us, we get a lot of first-timers, lots of kids and whatnot. So it's easy to catch a fish on an anchovy, right? Everything eats an anchovy. You're going to catch bass. We know when we have the anchovy, we're going to catch bass all day long. Certainly, we catch plenty on the bigger sardine as well. But just that anchovy. I don't know. It's just magic.
Is it the chum? Is it the use of hook bait? Is it everything in between?
I think that's a good point. It's all of it, you know. It gives us plenty of opportunity to throw plenty over the side to get the fish up and on the surface and out of the kelp or up off the rock that they're kind of hanging on. It's just been a complete
that's
game
cool.
changer. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, Catalina, yesterday, what'd you catch?
We had some good bonito action on the front. The back from the guys that were over there yesterday to talk to was a little off yesterday. Water is a little cold and mixed up, so we fished the front and good sign of bonita, some little spots of yellow zipping around.
Nice.
Good bass fishing. So
busy over there this time of the year.
It was hectic. I mean, a Saturday in July.
I'll bet.
Probably not the best day to be at Catalina, right?
But, you said there was a water ski race you were telling me about.
Yeah, they had those guys, these maniacs that, you know, water ski from the Queen Mary to Avalon. Super crazy, high speed turn and back, you know, across. And these guys were 50 knots, it looked like, on these giant boats.
With a water skier behind
it. You see this boat?
It was blowing yesterday, too.
It was ugly out there yesterday off the island, you know, outside the lee. These guys,
that's wild.
100 yards behind these giant boats, just holding on for dear life. It was crazy.
You imagine?
No.
I'm good.
I mean, imagine the strength that those guys have to be able to hold on in rough water.
I mean, yeah, think just let alone on a flat grease day, right? Yeah. And then it was chopped up yesterday.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, that's something. Yeah, so your normal deal, not only running Catalina, but you do a lot of half-day, three-quarter day.
We do a lot of half-day, right? A lot of three-quarter day, some overnight stuff, you know, around the charter schedules that Rick has there on the Fury. So, yeah, I mean, we try to get as many trips out a day as, you know, as possible we can fit. So
everything is good there, but some of that stretch of coastline is some of the best calico bass fishing we have in the state. You know, it is so consistently good, both
quantity
and quality. I mean, that is just, you guys are so perfectly positioned for to take advantage
and
of that.
And it's cool because it's close, right?
Yeah.
You slide out of the slip, like literally one engine idle over to the bait receiver, park the boat real quick, load up, and then out, and we can be fishing in 10 minutes.
That's huge.
Yeah, so
huge.
It's nice.
That's a big deal because you get that much more time on the fishing ground.
Totally.
Yeah, like on a 5-hour half-day trip, you're out and fishing in, you know, 30 minutes. Your line's in the water.
So. Sea bass fishing has been good up there too, right?
There was a little stint. Yeah, boys that fish that stuff. On the daily, they had some good whacks and some fish up there.
Yeah, indeed.
Any sign of that? I know you guys do when it, you know, when it's available. You see a lot of the guys up there doing some of those offshore tuna and kelps and things like that. Any thought of that on the horizon? Any word from any of your boys that are out scouting?
Yeah,
around?
we had a couple boats out looking. It was week before last when the water looked like, you know, we had that nice little hit. Yeah. The water warmed up pretty good. Some guys got out there, and they saw a little bit of sign. They saw a little bit of tuna. It was kind of all over the place, and it was kind of scattered and not, you know, not where you would want it to be to get a boat out on it to actually catch on it. They saw a little bit of sign on some kelps, some Dorado, and some yellow and stuff, but that water out there is kind of gotten a little dirty in the last week or so. So that's kind of
condition to straighten just up. A little bit.
Yeah, stuff just needs to kind of settle and straighten itself out.
Cool. How does that happen? What causes? Okay, you got beautiful blue water one day, and then the next day it turns green. What's that?
Yeah, I mean, currents push that stuff around. It switches. You get some cloud cover or some good sun on. It's just there's all kinds of little weird factors that can change that stuff, and it just spins in, and you hope, you know, we get a little swell to push some stuff in and around and kind of clean it out.
We have a swell, big southern swell coming up this week. Also, record heat wave temperatures coming in.
Oh, awesome.
Is that going to change?
I think that can move some water up for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're hoping.
What do we want? We want warm water. We want the right water. We want blue water. What's the ideal condition?
I mean, if we get the clean water, for sure. I mean, last year and the year before, we were catching tuna in off-color water. You know, you remember that water wasn't gray water, but it had the temperature and it had the bait, so the fish was in it, you know.
Yeah.
So, but if we can get some of that clean water to move in that 74, 75-degree water, that good bait. Yeah.
It's crazy.
That stuff will make a little move.
It's crazy how fast condition can and does change, and like how fast that fishing changes right along with it. I mean, you can either be on the best fishing ever, and there's bait everywhere in the right water, and just think that's it, we're set for the year, and then you know the next day that water falls apart and it's gone, and vice versa, the same thing. You can just be, you know, woe is me. This is what are we gonna do? It's cold. It's off color and green, and the next day. Where did this come from? We're in the same spot. It's a different ocean and life, and it's a pretty cool that's what
it
your
does change quick. Yeah, no, for sure. And how many times have we seen that happen? You know, where we're just like, oh, dude, it's over, right?
Yeah.
And then boom, something changes, and you're like, all right, here we go, second stretch.
How do you keep track of all that?
Man, you know, you gotta do your homework. You know, you gotta talk to people. Obviously, you can't be in every little stretch of water every day, right? So you're talking to guys that are. You know, that you know are going to be out in this little block or over in that little block, and you try and, you know, eliminate stuff. And, you know, you got to look at your pictures and stuff, your sea
terrapin
surface, terrapin, or, you know, your fish dope, check that stuff out. And
you look at chlorophyll, too, as well
absolutely.
As SST?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find a little edge or the break and see if you can line up the, you know, the temp with the good clean water and, you know, kind of make it work from there.
Kind of tough lately with all the cloud cover, but now we have clear skies.
Yeah.
So hopefully they get good shots, and that helps a lot, right?
Big time.
Yeah. Big time. What I noticed last week was how you go through a lot of green water, and then all of a sudden you're in the blue. And that happens, right?
Right.
You just have to go find the zone.
You do your homework. You look and you see, and you're like, you know, if you can find on the picture those edges and make that educated, you know, decision, then, yeah, you got to go and look. And it's like you said, a lot of times you're going to get there and be like, yep, here we go.
Yeah.
That's where it is, and that's where it said it would be, and here we are.
One day is not the same as the next day either.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like yesterday's hero, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Nothing's colder than yesterday's hot dog.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
Roger.
Yeah. So tell us the rundown at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. I know Rick Doesbury's been – I saw him at Clemente last month.
Okay.
He's doing a lot of stuff.
He's doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of island fishing for him. You know, he's either at Catalina on his all-day 5-to-5 trips. Or, you know, if there's something that does happen, like Rick was saying, offshore, he'll go and venture into that. And then, yeah, he's been at Clemente or offshore, just, you know, kind of dictating what he does on those boats. Excuse me. And then our other boats, you know, built around our charter schedule, we'll, you know, Dana Pride's been doing a lot of 3/4-day trips. He's been fishing. Tommy on that boat's been fishing a lot of that. And then, you know, myself on the Sun Fun and Corey that runs the Clemente boat, splitting that up too. Some half days and twilights, some 3/4-day runs in that as well. So we're just... Like Rick said also, you know, our schedule, the boat's never really doing the same thing every single day.
Yeah. Nice variety for you, too.
It is nice. I mean, it keeps you on your toes, right? Because, you know, like yesterday, Catalina one day, and then, you know, Monday I'm on the beach for 2 half days and a twilight, right? So it's like you got to keep yourself kind of tuned into what's going on everywhere and stay on it.
One of the things that you do so well at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is the kids programs.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Tell us about
that. So this last week, we just wrapped our final kids camp, right? We do a summer kids fishing camp. We try and do 4 sessions during the summer. And I think it's the only fishing camp that I've ever really heard of in, like, SoCal, right?
It's so cool.
So it's sweet. These kids are, like, 9 to 14, and we take them out on the boat for a week. It's like an extended half-day trip from 9 to 3:30. And we're, you know, we're spending time with these kids one-on-one, like, okay, this is how you're going to want to set up for, you know, today we're fishing calico bass. On a boiler rock, right? You're going to want to, you know, tie on a heavier leader. You want to fish a bigger hook and fish a bigger bait and get them dialed in on that. And another day we might be in the kelp, you know, with some lighter line, fly lining for kelp bass or something like that. one day we might take them, you know, rock fishing, take them out deep, teach them how to get their setups this way. So we try to spend a lot of time with those kids, getting them tuned in to, one, you know, how to handle yourself on a, in a sport boat setting, right? And just kind of punch through some of those fears of being on a boat like that without, you know, without a parent, yeah, right? They're there by themselves. Get them kind of acclimated and comfortable with that. And then we just spend as much time as we can with them, just repetition. This is how you're going to tie hook for this. This is how you're going to want to, you know, read the kelp, look at the birds, all kinds of stuff.
What a cool deal. Rad. And they spend 5 days on the boat.
5 days.
With you?
Yeah. And then on the fifth day, on that Friday of that week, you know, they come out with a parent or someone, yeah, right? And they kind of show their parents, hey, check it out. This is what I learned this week. And
that's so rad. What a cool deal. Cool.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so, you just, those are done. We're doing every summer.
Yep.
And they always sell out. So
they sell out.
How does one get
crazy
into that?
Fast. So the best thing to do, I would say, is email our office, get on like their email list. We send out like a preemptive strike, right? Like, hey, signups are coming up. Stay on top of it. And, you know, it's just like you said, it goes quick. So
yeah. Cool. And you do how many of those kids?
We try and do four.
Yeah.
So we'll do two sessions on the Sum Fun and then two on the Kalani.
June, July. Yeah.
Late
All right.
June. And
so
then
it'll
July.
Happen again next year.
Yes.
Yeah. Good for you guys.
That's cool.
And then you also have kids programs ongoing, like Kids Fish Free Day,
yep,
and stuff like,
yep,
that.
Yep. Like our Sunday half day, afternoon half day, kids fish free with a paid parent. And then we do a little dockside seminar before the boat even takes away, you know,
really?
Splits from the dock. Bring the kids down. The captain will go through, you know, this is what we're going to do this day. This is how you want to find your bait. These are some of the, you know, they'll save some fish from the morning trip, you know, in the bait tank. This is what we're trying to catch. Kind of show stuff off. And
nice.
Listen there.
That's rad.
What a fun deal. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about today.
Boy, you're not kidding, man. We're so stoked to have Brian Woolley in here. I mean, like you say, so much to talk about, from inshore to offshore and fishing and conditions, the whole nine. It's going to be a great show. We want to hear from you today. If you want to join us this morning, talk some fishing, talk your favorite Dana Wharf stories. We want to hear from you. Two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. That's going to be your opportunity to call through and talk to Woolley and talk some fishing.
Yeah, and I know you guys are always very generous about giving some passes away to our
callers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we're going to do a couple sets of 3-quarter-day passes.
Wow.
You don't want to go fishing by yourself, right?
Yeah. So two sets.
Yeah, let's do a
two people set. To yeah. go 3-quarter-day fishing with you.
Yeah, you might be on my boat one day. Might be with Tommy on the Dana Pride.
Yeah,
that's
either
awesome.
Either or.
Out of Dana Works.
Very cool.
That's really awesome.
Well, that's great. Again, if you want to get your opportunity winning that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or toll-free, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some High Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales Event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV.
the absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Penreels has really stepped up their long-range game. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come in and check out the new Penreels for long-range anglers. The PenFathom lever-drag two-speed reel has a topless design, full metal body and side plates, plus Dura drag washers. The redesigned Pen International lineup also has a topless design and is precision machined from high-strength, lightweight, aircraft-grade aluminum. These tough new reels are ideal for your next long-range trip. Come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up again. If you want to get your chance to get through, talk to Wooly and have your shot at winning a couple of those three-quarter day passes, which is way cool, out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. 858 area code 457-1090. That's the local one. Or toll free 877-792-1090.
I want to remind you, be sure to check out our new Kingfisher Charters video on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Great video about this great trip that we had in June. What was that? I mean, it seems like ages ago, but it was a great trip in June.
Month exactly. We just got back.
And our YouTube channel is going to be quite active because I know Tommy just finished a video on his Cedros sport fishing. And then Ricky's going to work one-on-one with Dallas for their Katmai Lodge experience.
Yeah.
So a lot coming up on our social media. You want to be sure to check that out. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on YouTube. The easiest way to check all our social media is on our app, really. Just download our app on iTunes or Google Play Store. It's the easiest thing. I was listening to previous broadcast this morning in my car. It's really cool. If you have the Bluetooth, you can just select your phone and listen like it was on the radio.
That's pretty cool.
Previous broadcast there. It's really an easy thing to do. Just download our app, search Let's Talk Hookup in the Google Play or the App Store. Download the app. It's free and easy to tune into all our social media, which is Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, as well as our website, letstalkhookup.com, has all of that information there. Let's head up to Alaska to Katmai Lodge. Captain Bob's on the line. Good morning, Captain.
How you doing there, Pete? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
Take me back, buddy.
We got Trapper here.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Trapper. Hey, what's going on at Katmai? I know Ricky talked a lot about his incredible adventure he had with Dallas there this past week. It sounded, made me jealous. I can't wait to go.
Yeah.
It's like, I think I'll come in August.
Ben said yes, Pete. That's amazing, huh?
Yeah, I know. That is amazing. I had no doubt. What a nice deal you guys did for them, too, to celebrate their engagement, too. That, thank you for doing that. But, you know, I told Ricky for many, many years about how incredible Katmai is, and now he knows. Now he understands.
Exactly. Now we've got him hooked, Pete.
Yeah, it's all, we were joking on the radio yesterday, it's almost like a dirty trick. You know, this is a bucket list style trip that everybody needs to do, but it's not fair to call it a bucket list because once you get a little taste of it, there's no denying the need to come back. It's an incredible place, and it's amazing.
You just figure out, okay, how can I get back
exactly
to this place, right?
Yeah, when you start scheming back the entire next year to figure out how you're coming back.
And, you know, the thing we talked about, Bob and Trapper, is that, the fact is, you know, we do talk a lot of saltwater here. We're a saltwater show here pretty much. But and Katmai's all freshwater. But this is the most incredible experience for the hardcore saltwater angler like Ricky,
no doubt,
that you could have, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the thing is, the gear style, the type of fishing, what you're doing, the environment that you're doing around, the wildlife that you see while you're fishing, and you're pulling on big kings and big chums and sockeyes, and they pull a bunch of line and drag screaming off the reel, and the fish are jumping. You got these bright chrome fish that are flying up the river and then turning around and going back down the river, and you're keeping up with them. And I'm, like you said, Pete, I'm not a quote-unquote freshwater guy, and I can't remember ever having so much fun fishing those things.
What about that giant trout you hooked? Don't you want to go back?
Oh, God, it gets under your skin so bad. I wanted to take the hook out of that thing so bad. And, they get under your skin, man. The cool thing about fishing up there at Katmai, too, is the different types of things. Every day when we would get on the boat, our guy Marcus would just be like, "All right, boys, boys and girl, what do we want to do today? Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to catch? You want to do something different? You want to do fun?" And he, recognizing that we were first timers, like every day we did something completely different because he wanted to give us the full kind of tour of what there is to fish at Katmai, whether it be trout and grayling upstream on light fly tackle and dry flies, or down at the lower part of the river fishing giant kings on plugs and everything in between. And then by the last day, we had kind of did the tour, said, all right, well, you know, we really liked fishing chums because they pull hard. You can catch a ton of them in a day. And then we want to catch a little sockeye because, you know, one day for lunch. Yeah, one day for lunch, he made us fresh sockeye, like, on the boat for lunch on the barbecue. And, like, oh, my God. It's just everything. There's so many different types of thing you can do. And I hope that what Pete is saying, you know, resonates with people, because if you're a saltwater fisherman like I am, you owe it to yourself to do this. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that I'd have that much fun in a river, and I just can't wait to get back. It's so cool.
Yeah, indeed. So what's going on right now, Trapper?
Well, you've got to watch out, guys, because if you get under your skin, you'll end up like me. I used to be a lineman for the power company. I came here 27 years ago and didn't go back. I just couldn't get enough of it.
I believe it.
Wow.
It's bright and sunny here in Alaska, and as you know, we've got over a 5,000-foot runway, so you can fly right into camp, and we are a wild and scenic river, part of the park. There's just 5 lodges in the whole river, and
wow,
we get huge runs of all 5 kinds of salmon, and I caught the first pinky this week, so they're going to be coming. We got all kinds of rainbows, dolly, and grayling. Our sockeye run now is over 3.6 million. That's just us on this river, and it's not over.
Wow.
3.6 million fish.
They're talking 60 million now. And we seem to be the only ones in the country that have salmon, because down in the Copper they didn't get very many. In Canada they didn't get very many.
Yeah. No, that's very, very true. Yeah. Hey,
because there's wilderness, no roads. We got lots of wildlife. One day going up river this week, I saw 18 bears and a wolf. And the boys downriver saw moose. So we got all kinds of wildlife. And when this year is going to be an even year, so we're going to get the pinks, there's millions of, they don't even count them. They just count the sockeyes. They don't count any of the chummies. There's millions of them also. 2 years ago, we had the huge runs, 2 different days, 38 casts in a row with different fishermen, and caught a fish.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's pretty incredible.
That is incredible. And
you
know,
wear your arm out.
What I can't figure out, Trapper, is how does old pink salmon know that it's an even year? You know, they only come every even year. You can set your clock to it, basically, on that. How do they know it's an even year? They're salmon.
You know, I get emails from those salmon all the time, but, you know, they told me the sockeye were going to come, but they lie. Fish lie, you know. They're just fish. You can't trust them.
Yeah. So,
I catch 4 or 5 a day on an odd year, but an even year, that's just the way. They're a Russian fish. So they were probably stocked over there, and they just came over here because they like the country.
Yeah, indeed. So I have a question for you. I'm coming up with our second Let's Talk Hookup group at the end of August for the trophy trout season and the silver salmon season. This giant run of sockeye that you have this year, of course, we do the flyouts up to the famous Upper Lakes, the Moraine and the American and such like that. Done it. It's the most incredible. I mean, it's equally as an incredible and different experience as what you experienced, Ricky. How does having a great sockeye run affect that trout fishing up there?
Well, here's the story, is there's so many, and they increased our limit from 5 to 10 last Thursday because there's so many. They want us to harvest more, but there's so few sport fishermen that we don't make a bump in them. Here's what happens, and you know, and you can tell Rick about all that thousands of salmon. They spawn. The next ones come in, and there's no more area, so they spawn on the same area. So they kick the eggs out, and that's what makes those big, fat trout fatter.
Yeah.
And so the second one, the last ones that spawn, their eggs survive. So they're kind of evolving and making themselves into a little later run. And we basically get two runs. The second one's nowhere as well as the first, but they're bigger fish. I mean, they'll be 10 to 14-pound sockeye, and even in the middle of August, but nowhere near the number that they are now.
Wow, that's incredible. So we have a chance to catch sockeye, silvers, as well as the giant trophy trout, Dolly Varden, all that stuff, with our trip at the end of August then.
You'll get a chance to catch some. There's no huge runs of them, but yes, you will.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to catch basically. And there's the kings, of course, are spawning. The kings and the chum are going to be spawning the first 2 weeks of April. And they spawn basically just upriver between here and my old lodge. And the kings will be spawning in 4 feet of water. The chum are right close to shore. But all those trout are going to be up there. So the trout fishing gets incredible.
So the trout get up there.
You can just wear your catching trout.
The trout get up there to eat the eggs from the salmon. And when the salmon, you know, when the salmon die after their run and they, you know, the flesh starts to peel off them, they're just up there just eating machines. Like, they just know that that's their time that they get to pack on free food.
Batting it up for the winter, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
They got free wants to get fat, and boy, they go for it. That's the hatch to match right then, is eggs.
Yeah. Well, hey, Trapper and Bob, great time at Katmai. If somebody wants to book a trip, I know you're sold out this year. We'll be putting our Let's Talk Hookup trip together for next year. Or if you want to book a trip, it sells out quickly. How do we get a hold of you, get more information about Katmai Lodge?
You can go right onto the website at www.katmai.com, and all the information is right there to the main lodge. And get a hold of Charmel, and she can book you right in.
All right. Awesome. Well, look forward to seeing you at the end of August and talking to you guys again next Sunday.
Thanks a lot, Pete.
All right,
Good boys.
Looking forward
to coming, sir.
All right.
Thanks,
appreciate
boys.
It. Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot. Okay, from
the
way north, let's go south, down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hi, Rick. Brian.
Morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations, Rick.
Thanks.
I hear you're getting hitched.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. We're really excited. Thank you.
The word's out. You can down here in Baja.
All right.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, it's quite a week. Quite a week you've had down here. As you know, the Dorado shootout was yesterday, and I don't know if you got the results or not. But
no, we did not.
Yeah, a big fish, 47.5 pounds.
Ooh, nice,
not bad.
Nice one.
Jerry Pfeiffer on Miller Time, Team 86 took her. And the second fish was a 40-pound bull. You know, the Dorado bite is huge. And actually, the fishing right now is off of Las Cruces towards La Paz. A lot of huge fish up there, big blue and black marlin and big tuna. And also that's where they picked up all of the big Dorado were taken away. Nor fishing down south where we are is very good as well. But, gosh, it seems to be really red hot up there right now. Water temps are way up. As hot as I can really remember for July, from mid-late July. It's 85 to 86 degrees inside. We fished yesterday. And, of course, we caught we released five marlin, you know, in a Dorado tournament, typical. So when we go to the in the marlin tournament next week, we'll catch a lot of Dorado, right?
Yeah, of course.
Story of our lives. Anyway, the water's really warm inside, 85 to 86. Outside, 91, 92, way outside.
Wow.
So real, real warm water for us. You know, the weather's really nice right now. It's very pleasant. It's actually cool for July. Semi-overcast, and we get the cooling southeast breezes every afternoon that kind of keeps it down. So we really haven't broken into the 90s yet. It's been real, real nice weather. And the fishing is real, real good, as it has been. We had a slow spell first couple of days of the week, but then it picked right back up. Yellowfin, nice yellowfin, 20 to 45 pounds are common. Most boats are picking up two or three of those. Schooling Dorados, you know, 12 to 15 pounds with occasional bull, around 30 pounds. A lot of small wahoo showing up too, and smaller guys there. I think the biggest one was 55. There's a 12 pounder, but a lot of them around. They're trolling hoochies and cedar plugs, between La Riviera all the way down to Rincon in that same area, pretty close, and picking up, Dorado, tuna, and the wahoo on those. Not far, much further outside, just right on the bank there again. It's just loaded up with stripers. Like I mentioned, we released five yesterday out in that same area, so there's bunches of them around. Some big blue and black marlin bodes well for the East Cape Bisbee. Just last week, there was a 540 pounder and a 600 and something pounder taken up in that same area in La Paz, big marlin right now. And as usual, rooster fishing, not much pressure. Everybody's out banging away at the tuna and Dorado and wahoo. But as usual for this time of year, big guy, I'd say the 40-pounder, 50-pounders are common. Normal stuff for this time of year. Good fishing, you guys.
Yeah, it sounds like great fishing. Any spots still available at Rancho Leonero for this season?
Yeah, through the season, yeah, we do. We have a good year going, and we're about three quarters full through the rest of the year, but we do have rooms available, so come on down and take advantage.
All right, lots of flights on Alaska Airlines and other airlines that get down there. How do we find you, John, and we want to get down to Rancho Leonero, catch some big fish?
Thanks, Pete, and don't forget to get on our website now, because we're uploading the photos at least every other day, so we got lots of good pictures there. It's rancholeonero.com or 800-646-2252.
All right. Great job, John. Talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Congratulations, Rick.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Thanks for the kind words, John. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right.
Thanks,
that.
Amigo.
Phones are packed. They want to talk to Brian, yeah. So let's jump into it, Rick.
Sounds good to me, man. How about we start this one off with Dan? He's calling us from Encinitas. Dan, thanks for getting us started off with the phones this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for
I just got a question on the, the calicos. I don't really have a true bass rod setup. And I just wanted to know what's a good setup for fishing in that kelp and a good weedless plastic. Because when I was out there the other day, you know, I was fly lining sardines and getting my share of bites, but these guys were bringing up, you know, big calicos, and like, I was casting me by about 20 yards every other cast. So just, if I could have a suggestion on that, that'd be awesome.
Gotcha. Yeah, a lot of our bass guys are fishing like an 8-foot, kind of a fast tapered rod, you know, something that will get you, you know, you can fish your 50-pound braid with a, you know, maybe a 20-pound fluoro leader, something like that. And then
how long of a leader are you fishing?
You know, a lot of guys are fishing a short leader, you know. They don't want the knot going through the guide, you know, the tip of the rod. So
that's
fish,
like a kelp cutter too, right?
Pretty much, yeah. They'll fish like maybe a 2-foot section of fluorocarbon,
okay.
You know. And then pair that with like a Tranx 300, something like that, you know, would be perfect. Even that new 200 that they have out would be even more perfect,
yeah,
right? So load that with, you know, depending on the size of the reel, that 35, you know, 30 to 50-pound Power Pro, and then your little leader. And then as far as rubber lures in the kelp, you know, we get a lot of guys that will fish like that Zoom Fluke with one of those owner sled heads.
Okay.
You seen those things,
yeah.
Right? You can kind of wind it on there. It's got that little spring deal on the head.
Super weedless.
Totally weedless. You can, you know, put the hook through, tuck it back into the bait, and just bomb that thing into the kelp. And a lot of times that thing's going to get bit, you know, right when it sinks through that mat or whatever. And then, you know, some of the guys will fish some of those bigger, you know, lead heads in a, you know, traditional 5-inch swim bait or something like that and get that out there. You know, one of Corey's MC baits. We got a ton of guys fishing those.
Are you gonna catch bigger fish fishing plastic than you are fishing bait?
Yeah, you're gonna. I think so. You know, like I said, we've had a lot of anchovy and small sardine for our bait, so every little fish is on that live bait, right? But that swim bait gives you a chance to, it kind of weeds out some of those smaller fish. You might get bumped around, and the fish, you know, with the water being warm right now, are going to try to eat it and bang around at it. But generally speaking, we definitely see bigger fish.
Maybe lesser number of bites, but the bites you get are going to be bigger.
Exactly.
Ones.
Okay. Exactly.
All right.
Cool. Rot, you were talking about, you know, other guys out casting you, casting distance. To some degree, maybe not everything, but a major degree is about length of rod. And I'm with Willie, you know, fishing a longer rod is going to do nothing but increase your cast. And, you know, you can't necessarily do that on a 100-pound tuna, but on a fish like a calico bass where it's not gonna kill you. The longer of a rod you have, the increase you'll see a much longer increase in your casting distance. Yeah.
And 8 foot's a nice one, like that Terramar. What is it? 80
MH.
MH. Love that rod.
Yep.
Match it with a Tranx 300 or when it comes out, the 200.
That would be ideal.
Yeah, be really good. All right. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call. That does free up 858-457-1090. A line open there. If you want to get through, there's your chance to win. Not only one, but two sets of 2 3-quarter-day passes to go fishing at Dana War Sport Fishing.
All right, let's next up talk to Mike. He's calling us from Torrance this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Hey, Rick. Hey, Brian. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good. I just wanted to tell you about a trip I had on the Top Gun 80. Me and my friends went out on the dark of the moon. We fished last Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and On Sunday, I got a fish that taped out between 271 and 281. It was 75 inches long.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Mike.
We gilled it and gutted it, so it only weighed 230 at the dock, but it was definitely over 250.
Yeah, that's unreal.
That's a fish of a lifetime there.
It was a flatfall fish at 6 in the morning. Yeah.
Really? What size flatfall?
250-gram glow-in-the-dark,
nice.
200-pound leader, big J-hook on the bottom, and that's 100-pound awesome. Test on a Talica 20 and a Calstar 50-100 rod.
Boy, you were
set
up.
A rail rod that I could sit on and ride like a pony.
You were set up right, man. That was A number one gear there, buddy. That's great. Congratulations on that fish, Mike.
Thanks. And then in the evening, they started to bite around dark, and I hooked a 191, and I got it in 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing on that meat?
Yeah, awesome, wow. What was that on, Mike?
That was on a flatfall. Same thing.
Unbelievable.
Same rig. I passed out the meat to my buddies like I always do. We co-op it. We share it. But I had 5-star cut it, and they're going to send me 50 pounds worth of tuna jerky and the bellies and the collar smoked.
That
phone call. So I just want to say thanks for all the support from Let's Talk Hookup and Top Gun 80 put us on the fish. And everybody go out and get a good one.
Man, Mike, what a trip of a lifetime right there. No kidding. Like I said, I got a lot of buddies who fished a lot of 15 days that haven't come back with a score like that.
Yeah.
To do it on a local trip is unbelievable. Mike, congratulations.
That's a great report. Thanks a lot for the report that, again, frees up 858-457-1090.
Chuck and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Chuck.
Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup,
hey,
Chuck.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Willie.
What's up, Chuck? Hey, how you doing?
Great, buddy. You know, I think you're missing the whole halibut thing. We represent these guys from Dana Wharf up and down the coast from Ventura to San Diego. And I get more comments on my halibut sweater at Derby. Hey, how's that Derby? Man, you're missing it. But right. I think next year is going to be even better. We just got a 36-pounder Wednesday. My boys were out with them. And, you know, the halibut around it was just been something else.
Yeah.
Let alone.
This halibut season for us was phenomenal. It was some of the best halibut fishing we've seen locally in quite some time, you know. And, you know, it was weird. There was a lot of small octopus that were on the bottom this year. And I think that had a lot to do with, you know, these fish when we were cutting them had a lot of these little octopus in them. And, that, you know, I think that had a little something to do with it. But, yeah, we had phenomenal halibut derby this year. In fact, one of the kids on our kids' camp that we just wrapped, kid had a 36-pounder.
Halibut,
yeah, 36-pound halibut. Just on, I think it was Wednesday, the kid caught this thing.
So, wow. I mean, what did he catch it on?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He caught a mackerel, right? I dropped an anchovy down or whatever, caught a mackerel. I was like, hey, I'm just going to put this on one of my other rods and just send it to the bottom. Dropped it to the bottom, and, like, literally 5 minutes later,
that's cool.
And that's the other thing. They call you the bass capital of the West. Your guys have been whacking the halibut year after year, too, right?
We've had some phenomenal success with the halibut, and it's kind of what, you know, got the derby rolling there is, you know, how can we, you know, generate something fun to get people out and to fish for something other than a bass. So
much a trophy.
That's some solid ones. I think our tournament winner this year was 36 pounds, maybe 37 pounds. So
wow.
My favorite thing about that derby is it does not seem to matter how big of a fish someone catches early on. That fish is never safe.
Totally.
It's never, ever safe. I mean, I remember several years back, you know, a 30-pounder got caught early, and it was like, oh, well, there goes that. And that fish got knocked down multiple times in a row. I mean, a 30-pounder is a giant local halibut.
Yeah, fish, right?
And it does not seem to matter what you catch. That fish is never safe in that halibut derby.
For sure. Maybe if you're in the 40s, maybe you have a shot. But even then, right?
Right, yeah. I think we had one year where we had, like, a 38 or a 39, we're like, dude, I think you got this lock. And even the passers are like, dude, it's over. We're like, it's not over.
Yeah.
So, it could happen.
We have 14 in one day.
Yep.
Unbelievable. 14. That's
wow.
So cool.
That's good fishing. Yeah, thanks for the reminder there, Chuck, of great halibut fishing at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing for sure.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Time to talk about great stuff from Shimano and Kevin Brian Willie, who talked about a Tranx, man. Tranx Terramar combo, how do you beat it for calico bass?
I see a lot of guys fishing it, and you know, it gives them the cranking power to pull those fish out of the weeds. You know, you get one that dogs you down, gets you deep. It helps, you know, especially a couple with that power pro cutting through the kelp. And
oh, yeah. And you talk about it with that cast control, easy to use, and virtually backlash free. You can still backlash it, but it's not easy.
If you got kids or somebody that's not super proficient with a conventional style reel, you can just dial up that variable braking system, and you can make that reel almost unbacklashable. Then you put it in the hands of a Brian Woolley, you back those things back off, you can cast it a mile. It's a very user friendly reel, and so comfortable and so smooth. The drags are smooth, the precision gears they use, everything. It's such a killer reel.
And you talk about the ultimate surface iron reel, the Tranx 500. Are you kidding me? You got a 200-pound bluefin on there.
Our biggest is 180,
180 on a Tranx 500. Yep. How about that? So check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the Tranx lineup. 500, 400, 300, and soon to come, the 200 at your local Shimano dealer.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Rap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, time for the catch report.
You got it, man. It's time to find out what's biting out there today. The catch report is sponsored by the pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros has also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salt, as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked. And let's start off down at Cedros Sport Fishing. We're going to talk to Jeff, find out what's going on down there at Cedros. What's up, Jeff?
How you guys doing this morning?
Great. Great show yesterday with you and Rosie.
That was fun.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time. I tell you what, the only way I could be even more excited about what's going on this weekend and all the stuff everybody's talking about, the fish fighting, is being on the water. And thankfully, we got our trip coming up next week, so we're going to get down there and put the hammer down on them.
Good for you.
Awesome, Jeff.
Hey, so we just had the Torneo de Pesca tournament down at Cedros Island. And I'm going to tell you guys, we at Cedro Sport Fishing had a few entries, and Andy and Peter Whitfield with Will Patton finished second place yesterday.
Yeah, right on, Andy.
How
yeah,
big?
They had a total four. I think there was 9 fish caught on their boat, totaled out at 188 pounds, and they missed first place by 10 ounces.
Oh, wow. My gosh, no way.
So fishing's good down there. Calicos are going crazy. They're eating those MC swim baits. They're hitting the crankbaits. They're climbing all over everything. And we were just looking, Rosie and I, at some pictures that were sent over by Tom Green. And I'll tell you what, it's starting to grow back. That kelp is coming back up.
That's
great
awesome.
News.
Yeah,
great
that's
news.
Really, really good. Well, go fishing. And there are a limited number of spots, like we talked about yesterday, to go fishing this year. But don't be hesitating to book next year when the schedule goes up. How do we find you at Cedro Sport Fishing when we want to go fishing, Jeff?
You do it on the website. You can go to cedrosportfishing.com. You can look it up, take a look at the schedule. Rosie is going to be posting here in a couple of weeks what the new schedule is going to look like for 2019. And if you want to give her a call and see what's still open for this year, there's a few spots. You can reach her on her cell phone at 619-772-7570.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
Have a great day, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Yeah. Captain Brian Woolley's in the studio. What's going on, Dana Wharf?
Holy cow. Man, it's been good for us. You know, our water locally has been warm. You know, 72 to 76.
What?
Yesterday it took
76?
A little. Yeah, there was some warm water on the beach this week for us. And, you know, it's just translated into phenomenal calico bass fishing and some good sand bass, you know. Guys fly lining those baits in along the kelp, plenty of action. And then the guys wanted to fish the sinker rigs, you know, little torpedo action down to the bottom and catching some real nice sand bass as well.
Awesome.
Still seeing a little bit of yellowtail, too, through a couple of our little kelp zones, that stuff there, San Onofre, that lower end of San Onofre. We've seen some yellowtail there. And then down at some of those bigger kelp spots like barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, starting to see some bigger grade fish in and around there. You know, hook a couple, obviously, into the kelp, you know, hook on the bass gear. It's a quick finish, quick end of that deal. But, you know, it's just starting to see. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
That warm water, there's still a ton of bait along our little stretchy beach, too. So there's some holding power. If we get some fish to kind of move in and settle, it'll hope, you know, stick around. So.
Yeah, of course. And, of course, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, home for the kids' camps and the kids' fishing free and all that good stuff. How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, I mean.
And the code? Oh, we still have a code?
Yeah, HU25, I think, was one.
HU25.
We'll run that one this week, HU25. So you guys want to book online, it's super simple. Like I say every week, you just go to the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, click on that little Dana Wharf banner ad. You know, it kind of scrolls across the page. Click on that. That'll get you over to our website. There's a little link on our website to book online. Punch in the trip, right, if you want to run a half day or a three-quarter day. And then it has a little discount code slot just under that HE25. It backs, you know, your little savings out of the total. And
little savings? 25%. That's six savings.
Yeah, it's totally. So
yeah, and so does that, like, if you book four tickets, does it include all that?
Yeah.
So if you want to take some friends for
yeah, you want to come with a buddy and your two kids or whatever, yeah, use it.
That's so good.
HU25. What a deal. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. Let's go down. Surf guru extraordinaire Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
What's going on, guys? How's it going, Willie?
Hey, Gundy. What's up, brother?
What's up, Gundy?
Hey, where's that barn kelp you're talking about?
Dude, what is that place? Where is that?
That's your zone.
Hey, you know, Pete, you're talking about how many sand crabs you were seeing last week, and boy, that sand crabs is paying off in Corbina Gold. It was just outstanding fishing, especially the San Diego beaches. I think my total was four fish in the four-pound class, two fish in the five-pound class, and one right at 6 pounds on the Corbina. That's
wow.
Just outstanding quality.
Nice.
Lots of sand crabs, like I said, 70-degree water. We're right in the thick of the season now. The fish really have the feed bag on. Croaker bite was also really good. Lots of big spot fin. We had a few in the five-pound class, some four-pound class yellowfin, and even the calico bass fishing was really good in the shallows. Hook, line, sinker reported good fishing on the reef beaches for calico bass. Hard jerk baits, swim baits have been best. 4.5-pound fish was the best, taken off East Beach there on a Rapala XR10. That's the X-Rap. Wiley's reported good mixed bag fishing in the shallows. Anglers soaking squid on the rocky spots are scoring a mix of calico bass, yellowfin croakers, short white sea bass, leopard sharks, sargo. Really good mixed bag there. Lots of Corbina showing up there, too. Just fishing in Redondo reported excellent Corbina action on South Bay beaches. 4-pound, 2-ounce was the big fish this week, caught on a soft shell at Hermosa. Big fish and seal beach reported the same. Excellent Corbina fishing along Sunset, Bolsa Chica, Huntington Beach. Lots of sand crabs, warm water. Guys catching 2 to 4 fish in a session. That's good Corbina fishing. Ketchum Tackle reported good fishing on the peninsula there. 4-pound Corbina was their best fish, taken on a ghost shrimp. Pacific Coast and Oceanside reported outstanding Corbina fishing. The shop checked in 2 5-pound fish and a 6-pounder. Blue Water also reported the same. And if you wanted to fish for halibut, you know, one of the guys in the shop there, Pacific Coast Fish 2 days, had 12 halibut, 28-inch was the better fish. So just outstanding fishing inside. Don't forget the calico bass in the rocks. So you could really point your pistol in any direction and probably get something, you know what I mean? So very good fishing.
Willie, it sounds like it, and, you know, or Willie Gundy, it sounds like it. And, you know, that's the thing. You said it from the very beginning that those fish don't leave the grocery store. And just like we were talking about with calico bass, the bait is what really can turn those things on. And, man, what a good week to be
surf
fishing.
And it's easy fishing, too, right?
It is. Outstanding. And, you know, just to let you know, in Western Outdoor News, I do a full surf fishing report. So if you want to, there's more information in there. I do the long-range report, as you know, Pete. And I think I even have a yellowtail piece this month in Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. So we're staying busy on our end, Pete.
I like it, Gundy. Well, great job. We appreciate it. As always, look forward to reading all your columns and reports, and we'll look forward to hearing another one, great one right here on Let's Talk Hookup next week.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if, you know, someone gets a real nice Corbina, send that shot in to Pete. He'll forward it to me.
Always.
I'll be more than glad to put it in the newspaper, you know what I mean?
There you
That's
go.
Cool, Gundy.
All right. Appreciate that, Gundy, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. See you, Gundy. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, want to remind you, join Bill Varnay and CCA for an upcoming on-the-beach surf fishing clinic July 27th and 28th at Carpinteria State Beach. You're going to learn surf fishing techniques right on the beach from the experts. All instruction and bait is provided, with the proceedings benefiting CCA California. To sign up, go to surffishtackle.com and click on seminar. The classes always fill quickly, so sign up today.
He did some seminars the last couple of days up in Carlsbad,
right?
And they were a big success.
That's cool.
Caught a lot of fish, so that was a lot of fun. You want to get through? It's been a busy morning. Here's your chance. 858-457-1090, open right now.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Back for local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, Dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate. Right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some High Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales Event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV. The absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at independentsportfishing.com.